you don't care if you're willing and able, stand for the honor of reading God's word. We're going to be in Matthew 6:13. This is a topic that we're all familiar with. Every one of us probably has at some point in our life felt trapped to what this verse is saying here. But this is, we're going to continue in our series of prayer in a specific area here that Jesus mentions for us to pray about. And I think it as we highlight this morning and seeking His protection, I think it's vital and important for us as godly people and Christians and to remember to take action. Don't sit back and wait till it happens, but take action beforehand to be ready for what may come our way. But 6:13 in the book of Matthew, it says, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you blessed us with. Lord, for your word and the truth in your word. We pray this morning that every individual would search their hearts this morning and just be led by the Holy Spirit to be obedient to your word, Lord Father. We pray that if there are ones that are struggling this morning, whether it be with bad news that they've gotten, Lord Father, or whether they're been tempted this week and have fallen short, I pray, God, a special prayer for them that you would speak to them. And Lord, our heart's desire this morning is that someone's here that's lost that needs to receive this wonderful gift of salvation, that they would be saved. I understand the strict judgment upon my life of rightly dividing your word, and I accept that place this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. So temptation, I looked up the definition of temptation here, and it says enticement to sin, whether arising from your desire or from an outward circumstance. Could we all agree this morning that we probably are living in a time where this word sin has kind of been diminished a little bit? You know, we hear it every day. We see it every day in the actions of people, you know, whether it's on the radio or whether it's on the television or people we work with or people we even go to church with. But I think a lot of times, so the mindset that we have to start off with is the danger and the seriousness of this thing called sin. And we can't take it lightly, and it can't be something that we think, well, it's just sin. Your mindset can't be, I'll sin and then I'll ask for forgiveness. It can't be that mindset. That's the wrong kind of mindset to have. Well, you know, God will always forgive me, so I could just live a life that I want to, and I'll sin and be reckless, and then, of course, you know, the Father will always welcome me back in. But what happens during that time? What if sin causes you to die, to make a mistake that cannot be reversed, to harm someone else during that time? There's the dangers and living in a time where sin is just, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. I think that's a danger to Christians. I think it's a danger to church. I think it's a danger to society and our whole world to think that sin isn't a bad thing, because it is very bad, because here's what Romans 6:23 says about sin and the dangers that we're going to highlight this morning of sin. 6:23 says this: "For the wages of sin is death." So when we think, when I read that, it doesn't sound to me like sinning is, we should take lightly. Could you agree with that? We should take sinning very, very seriously, this word of temptation, because temptation ultimately leads us into sinning. And this word temptation, that we're all tempted and to take lightly, because here's some of the things that we as a society and as believers a lot of time, we think, I'm just judging. We take that lightly. Hatred, gossip, coveting, lusting, idolizing, all sins that we just say, you know, it's just a word. It's, you know, it's all right. It's all right. But the Word of God clearly states that the wages of sin is death. You're going to die from it. It will kill you. That's how dangerous it is. So when we think of Jesus instructing us, he's saying, hey, seek my protection. Seek my protection. That's what you need to do. When you pray, you need to seek my protection, because it's saying, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Delivering us from evil, because here's the reality of it. Here's what Satan wants to do to you. He wants to destroy you. And I'm not talking about, hey, he wants to just kind of put you over here out of your place. He wants to destroy you. All of the bad things that he tempts you with and you fall prey to that, he wants to destroy you. Sin leads, the only path that sin will lead you down is death. Is death, destruction. Sin is there to destroy you. And when you think, I'm just living this life. Everything's going to be all right. I'm just living this life. Yeah, I can talk to a lot of people that thought, that alcohol won't hurt me. I could talk to a lot, I tell you about a lot of people that said, those drugs, they don't affect me. Personally, I can talk to you about those. Because it's happened to my family. My family. So I can personally talk to you about these things, what sin really does and how it will destroy an individual. So coming in here and just, you know, sin is just take it lightly. Yeah, we serve a merciful God. He's gracious. He's gracious. If you take it like that, if you walk your Christian life like that, you're walking into destruction. And ultimately, here's the thing, temptation comes in all shapes and sizes. And you know what the thing is about it? We've all been tempted. There's nobody exempt from it this morning. Every one of us has been tempted in our life, because it comes in all shapes and sizes. It comes in all shapes and sizes. It does. The temptation and this reality, because here's what happens. So if you think, it's just sin, here's what happens to people when they're tempted. They begin to cheat. They begin to lie. They begin to steal. They begin to be unfaithful. They begin to do wrong things or unethical things. Why is that? Why would these things? Why would we do these things? Because that's what the flesh does. The flesh, that's what, it gives the flesh a thrill, a seeking a thrill. Why do people do bad things? Is because they get some kind of natural high out of it. They fall prey to sin because it may make them feel good for a season. That's why most people fall prey to that. Why do we do the things that are bad? Because we think, it'll feel good. It's not that bad. I didn't murder someone. You know, I didn't take someone's life, so it's really not that bad. But the wages of sin, it's very, very, very clear. It leads to death. And this morning, we need to recognize that when we go about our week, and when we're praying, and when we're trying to get right and to go out, I hope that we, if we're not doing this, I hope that we are praying Matthew 6:13. Because if you're not praying that, please start praying that. You know why? Because I need the protection. If you're thinking, man, I'm good to go, I'm a Christian, I'm good to go, well, pray for me. Because Satan is out there to destroy each and every one of us. That's why it's important, and Jesus was highlighting here, seek my protection. We ought to be seeking his protection throughout our life and the things that we go through, because ultimately it leads to destruction. So Satan wants to destroy you. More than ever, we ought to be a people of prayer. More than ever, we ought to be on our knees more, using the altar more, coming to that. Well, what's so important about using an altar? Because I've seen God work here. I've seen him do things here. Why do you have a prayer place? Because you know that's where God will meet you at. And I've seen him meet you time and time and time again here. I've seen him meet myself time and time and time and time again here. That's why it's important for us to be open and to be a people of prayer. If you ain't praying about protection, start praying about protection. You know why? Because John 10:10 says this. He's a thief that wants to steal kill, and destroy. Satan is not your friend. Jesus recognized it here. Jesus understand. And right when Jesus would tell him, here's what you should pray. Okay, it says, our Father, do not lead us into temptation. You know, he's not saying here that the Father is leading you into temptation. That's not what he's saying. But he's actually saying that he has the power to keep you from falling into temptation. Because we know that God won't tempt us with sin. We know that. We understand that. But he has the power to keep us from the dangers that Satan wants to put in front of us. Satan is not your friend. Seek his protection. Seek his will. Be a people of prayer. Be a people that is seeking God's protection over your life. So in this prayer, what are we actually doing? What's that, this part of prayer and this statement? We're actually being submissive and we're depending on God. By saying this, we're being submissive and depending on God. We're asking him to lead us because we ourselves are naturally drawn to temptation. We ourselves are naturally drawn to do the not the right thing. So God is saying when we're praying this, God, I know that there'll be times that I make unwise choices in my life, but I'm praying this morning, lead me from making the wrong choice. Lead me in the right direction. And God, deliver me from evil because evil is out there. It's everywhere. It's all around. You can't escape it nowadays. You think, well, I escape evil by coming to church. You can't. Okay? Satan is ever present, but you know what? How know to get Satan out? Man, when the power of God and the Holy Spirit begins to pass from breast to breast to breast and God gets in the midst, Satan has to flee. And it's time that we as God's people, this series of prayer and being a people of prayer and seeking his protection, it's time that we start believing what Jesus is telling us to pray about here. Start believing that. Start be a people with a confidence and a surety to know, man, this is where it's going to happen at. Finding a place where you can pray for the protection from the temptations of this world, because we all know that they are out there. So we know that Jesus himself was tempted, correct? So why would we even be exempt from it? We're not. We're not. Jesus himself was tempted by Satan. And how did Jesus defeat Satan? With the word of God. He defeated Satan with the word of God. So guess what? How we're going to defeat Satan? With the word of God. Through lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. That's the same way that we're going to have to defeat this evildoer that's out there to try to get you. You think, well, I'm safe. I live in a Christian home. My parents pray. I'm a part of a Bible study. I go to church every Sunday. I come to youth group once every 3 months. Yeah, you teenagers, I just got you. You think I'm all right? I'm all right. But as soon as you think that you're all right, that's when Satan is going to pounce and he's going to get on you. He's going to tempt you to do these crazy things. The goal and the purpose of temptation is very, very, very clear. It's very clear that it's an instrument used by Satan to destroy or ruin a person's relationship with God. It is a tool that he uses to deceive you, to lie to you, to tell you, I'll be all right. I'll get it. It's not one of those what we consider bad sins. But I'm a believer that God looks at sin all the same way. Sin is sin in the sight of God, and it's bad. It's dirty. It's unclean. And he sent his son to carry that burden for us, that hung on a rugged cross, that came and was resurrected on the third day, that you and I might be able to seek the protection from God. Be a people that seeks his protection. Be a people that ask God, hey, God, be a part of my life. God, deliver me and lead me from temptation. God, deliver me from evil. Help me. Are you praying that? If you're not, start praying that. It's important. Why? Jesus said it was important. That should be good enough that Jesus said it was important And we ought to pray. But guess what happens so often? We get caught off guard. We get caught off guard because we get in a season of our life where I talked about it, where, you know, we come to Wednesday night service, we come to Sunday morning service, we might join an adult Bible study. We feel like we get in our word every day and we're just, you know, everything's going good. So then we start feeling good about ourselves, and then we really forget about, hey, you know, I'm in good shape. There's no way that can bring, we use this word, that'll never happen to me. That'll never happen to me. And then all of a sudden, right there Satan is. He tempts you with something. So always have your guard on. Always be prepared. Prepare daily to go out. Don't go out into this battle alone and without putting on the full armor of God. Don't go out in this battle into this world, because this world, guess what? Man, there's some evil, evil people out there. There's some bad, bad people out there. And there's some people that want your kids, okay? They want to destroy your life. Satan wants to destroy your life. So we have to be on guard, and don't get this notion of saying, I can handle it. Every time that I found myself to say that I can handle it, I found myself on the altar pretty quick, soon after that. Because there's something that Satan, he puts in front of us that we think, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. We think, well, it kind of goes along. So I was a football player in high school. And just say that one night that I thought, well, I've got it all handled. I've got this taken care of. Feeling pretty good about myself. And now the team's ready to go out, and I run out on the field without a helmet, without shoulder pads, without my thigh pads and my knee pads and my side pads. I go out on the field like that, and guess what? You know, just maybe I might be able to take a lick from a 6'5", 300-pound guy. Just one time, I think, you might be able to withstand one hit. But man, another one and another one and another one and another one and another one comes at you. Eventually, you're going to get hurt. Eventually, it's going to sting. Eventually, you're going to get knocked out. Eventually, you're liable to what happens. You're liable to get killed if you don't go out prepared. It's as simple as analogy as that. If you don't go out prepared, if you're not prepared to go out for battle, to go out into this world, eventually, without a helmet, you're going to get a pretty bad concussion. It's going to be some serious, serious hurting going on up in your body. And it's going to hurt extremely, extremely bad. So we need to be a people, Jesus said, pray about these things. Seek his protection. Seek his will. Be a people of prayer and understand that it's important for us to see the dangers in the sin which temptation leads us to. Temptation leads us into this act of sin. Be a people that seeks his protection. How many hunters I got in the house? How many people like to hunt? God bless that hand. 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 Yeah, God bless that hand. Got a hunter there. God bless that hand. That's all right. Got some hunters in the house. Okay, so I love hunting too. Done it all my life. Started at about the age 10. I absolutely love hunting. It doesn't matter what kind of hunting it is. I like to hunt. I like a time alone with God. I like sitting there and looking at his creation. And I also like, you know, get me a big deer or something too. But what season's about to come up? Turkey. Yeah. Hunters are in the house this morning. Turkey season's about to come up, and I love turkey season. Got a youth hunt coming up in a little more than a week or so. Get out there. But here's what I do. So going out hunting. So when I go out and I begin to hunt, I always try to get prepared. I'll get my, you know, get my gun ready, make sure it's clean, ready to go, get it all ready to go. Got my camouflage laid out, you know, turkey season. You go out, you put up these blinds and put them at the edge of the woods somewhere. And you get all decked out. And then there's something else that we use down here at the Walmarts. Okay, down here at the Walmarts, they have these things that look just like turkeys. And they're awesome. They look just like turkeys. They're called decoys that you put out. And as a turkey hunter, you got this big bag of turkeys on your back as you're waddling on out there to put them all down. And you put all these decoys out in the field and get ready. And then they have these cool things, man. They have some that you can place in your mouth. They have some that's a little round like that, and you can tap it a little bit. They even make it for the not so good cluckers. They make the little box that you go tick, 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 and it sounds just like a turkey. And it's amazing. So I've got my decoys set up. I've got my blind over here. I've got my call. I'm all camouflaged out, decked out. Got the turkeys ready out there to see them come in. And the only thing the turkeys basically are able to see is the whites of my eyes. If I blink, they can like turkeys can spot that. It's amazing. But what I do is all of a sudden I hear over the hillside. And you just perk up, you're like, yes. And then you get that call out, and you're like, and all of a sudden you wait, and they sound like they're really far away. And you wait, and all of a sudden here comes this big old gobbler. He's putting up there, and he starts strutting around. And he walks up, and the amazing thing that they'll do is they'll walk. I've had them walk right up to those fake turkeys. Right up to them and you know, bounce on them a little bit and stuff and think that they're real. Because, I mean, it looks like a turkey. It sounds like a turkey. So guess what? It ought to be a turkey, right? No, and then all of a sudden, it's strutting around there and you hit a couple of times. Boop, boop, get it just a little closer and it's walking around there. Then bam! Hopefully, down goes the turkey. If not, he's lost a lot of feathers. But with a decoy, with a little call that sounded so it looked like a turkey, it sounded like a turkey, but it wasn't a turkey. But they thought it was a turkey. And what I want to tell you here this morning is that Satan will put out a decoy. And Satan will make it sound real. And he'll decorate it up. And guess what? You know what he does? The Bible even says that he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He'll crouch down like a roaring lion seeking whom. And you'll get out there and he'll make it look so good. And you'll think, man, it looks good. It sounds good. So it probably is good for me then. And then you'll creep up there and you'll begin to go about your life and get comfortable. And I believe that's why that in Matthew 6:13 that Jesus was warning us that we ought to be a people that seeks the protection of God. Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. We ought to be a people that is aware, that's cautious, that's always thinking, what bad could happen in this situation? What could really go down? What could really happen? And then Satan will get you up there and then bam! You're either going to die or you're going to lose a lot of feathers. And that, my friend, is how he will deceive you. Because Satan is out nothing to kill, steal, and destroy your life. Sin is bad. It's really, really bad. And we have got to be a people that recognizes the dangers And don't be a people that say, well, it will never happen to me. But recognizing the dangers that are in sin, because the Bible tells us that as the devil sets these things up, he'll entice you, because what happens is you'll get a desire to do something that you shouldn't be doing. And are you wise enough to make a wise choice and say, I should not be doing that, because there could be very, very bad things that could happen? Because what temptation will do is it hurts. Temptation hurt. It'll either hurt you or it'll hurt the people that you love. It will lead you down a path, and I say that because I have experienced it from a family member that has had to go down the road of destruction and make unwise choices in life. But glory be to God. Yeah, glory be to God. They didn't die from it. Glory be to God. He protected them, and they didn't die from it. And he spoke to them, and he let them realize that, no, that you should not be doing that, because it will destroy your life. But we have people in our church here this morning that can't say that about their family, that has seen the dangers in that sin. The wages of sin is death. They've seen the opposite side of it. They've seen their family, their kids, their friends die from making the wrong choices, because Satan had deceived them and tempted them into doing something that was wrong and that was bad for them. Jesus speaks highly of how important it is. Pray like this: God, help me to not be tempted by the things out here in this world. And God, protect me, deliver me from evil that is out here. We ought to be a people that are praying and that are understanding. The Bible speaks of Peter even talks about the adversary being a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. So how do we protect ourselves from this? How do we be a people that can protect ourselves from this? Well, first of all, you have to realize that we're in a spiritual battle. We are in a spiritual battle day in and day out. Every day that we open our eyes and we get up and we go about our day, there is a battle that's taking place. And the Word of God tells us that in Ephesians that we ought to, guess what, put on the whole armor of God. Be sure to get the breastplate of righteousness. Be sure to put on the helmet of salvation. Be sure and be prepared to tighten that stuff up and be ready to go out and fight. Because at any moment, at any time in your life, Satan is wanting to get you down and to tempt you with something to destroy you. He doesn't love you. He doesn't care about you. But glory be to God that he loved us enough that he sent his son to die for us. And we've got people that may be standing here this morning thinking, man, I've already fell prey to that. I've been trapped in that life. How do I get out? How do I get out? John 3:16 is how you get out. God loved you enough to send his son to die for you, that hung between the heavens and the earth. They didn't make him go there. He made it a choice to go there. And this morning, we have to be ready. We have to tie our shoes up tight. We have to put on the armor of God, put on the helmet, and be ready to go out and to battle and to fight this thing, because Satan, he's after you. Do you realize that Satan is after you and your family? He wants to destroy you. I've seen it too often. I've talked to too many people about how it was just one time. It was just one bad choice, and this is what happened. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants to lie to you, entice you. He wants to set decoys out there. He wants to make it sound like it's okay. And then he gets you to draw into that, and he ultimately destroys you. Can we get real this morning? Come on, let's get real this morning. Now, every one of us know here, you can look around at your neighbor, your people behind you. Every one of us know in here is at some point in our life, we have fallen prey to temptation. At some point in our life, we've done something that was a sin that we were enticed by, and we were tricked. So first of all, there ain't nobody in here better than anybody else. I don't care if your grandpa's 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 was preachers and you was raised up in church, you still fall prey to this. Satan will still, he'll catch you off guard. And when you get an attitude to think, I can handle it, I can handle it, boom, he's right there to get you. But we need to get real this morning and understand the battle that we're in, because temptation, we can all agree, it destroys life. We know that. We know that temptation destroys lives. We've seen it, we've been a part of it, or we've personally experienced it for ourselves. Have you ever thought, what would my life be like if I hadn't have made that bad choice? I'm so glad that we do serve a merciful God, that he'll turn a test into a testimony. That he'll deliver us even when we're stupid, when we're ignorant. He'll deliver us. But let's get real this morning, because here's what Satan, I've seen it evident time and time again. Here's the ones that he's coming after, and he's coming after hard. He's coming after us as individuals. He's coming after you hard. And if you say that you're a Christian, he's coming after you. He's coming, how's he coming after you? Here's how he comes after you: with drugs, with alcohol. He comes at you with, hey, this possibility of maybe cheating, stealing, the internet. He comes after, you mean he comes after us with the internet? Yeah, he sure does. Can I get real with you this morning, church? Now, I want to tell you some of the dangers that we see out in society today, and that we as godly people that say that we're godly people, that happens. Now, I love to see the glorious things that God's doing in people's lives. But I don't need to see any full body pictures. I don't need to see that. Because what I'm going to tell you what's happening with that, and guess what? Protect your kids. Protect your kids, because there's some nasty pedophile out there that wants your kid. And they may call themselves, hey, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. They want your kids. So as individuals, Satan is out there tempting our people. So what I'm saying is, if you're on vacation, don't tell anybody unless you've got somebody staying at your house. You know? And the ones you really need to worry about to see is if you look good is your spouse. Let your spouse be like, hey, man, you're looking good. We don't need the world to know that you're looking good. You're looking good. Okay? Because I'll tell you, as a husband, now I'm just going to say, my wife starts posting pictures on the internet and stuff. Whoa, I'm jealous. That's my wife. God sent her to me. Thank you, Lord. But come on, because what he wants to do, let's get real about this. We start seeing these pictures out there. Beware, there's some guy out there looking at your wife. And there's some guy out there, and he's going to find a way, because guess what? Most of you, tell him where you live at. I checked in at Mount Sterling, Kentucky. Checking in. Satan will do that, buddy. He'll get you wrapped up into these things, and he'll destroy you. He's after you as a Christian and individual. Satan's after your marriages. How's he after your marriages? Through a text. Well, it's just innocent. Through an email. I've seen this so often. Well, it's just a friendly coworker luncheon. And it'll be of the opposite sex. It's just a friendly. I'm telling you, that's dangerous, people. That's dangerous to go out by yourself with the opposite sex. That is dangerous, because Satan is seeking whom he may devour. And he wants to destroy what God has put together, because he said, what God has put together, guess what? What God has put together, that's God's, okay? And you need to protect it like it's God's. He puts you with your spouse. I've seen it too often, time and time again, where he will destroy marriages, and it started out with the text. It's dangerous. But Jesus said this so simply. He said, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And here's another group that he's after. He's after our babies. But he's after our kids and he's after our teenagers. How's he after our kids and how's he after our teenagers? Man, I'm telling you, he's after them through vaping, through juuling, which I'd never heard of until the teenager told me about. He's after them. You know how else he's after them? I'll try that joint just one time. I told you I was going to get real with you this morning. I'll try that joint just. You know what juuling and vaping in one joint leads into? A meth head. A cocaine addict. And the wages of sin leads to death. That's what happens when we think, well, yeah, we can handle this. It's only one cigarette. It leads into bad things because guess what? Smoking cigarettes and being underage is what? Illegal. Well, it's just liquid in a bottle and we suck it down our lungs and it can't hurt us. Watch out. I'll guarantee it will. There'll be a time where you'll have to make a decision. Are you going to ask God to protect you, to protect your kids, to protect your marriage, to protect you from temptation and deliver you from evil? But this morning, as always, I got good news for you. I got good news for you because there's someone that at one time hung between the heavens and the earth for you and I. Amen. And he loved us enough that he said, I'll take on all these sins. Satan can tempt me all of his want. I'll defeat him with the word of God. I'll go to Calvary. Guess what? They can put me in a tomb. But I got good news for you. And when we as God's people, and God's really, he's wanting you to have a breakthrough moment this morning. When you may be sitting here feeling defeated and thinking, man, I've already done this. How do I escape it? I've already cheated on my wife. I've already sent an inappropriate text. I've already had that luncheon. I've already smoked some dope. I've already tried alcohol. And you think, what is the way out of that? Guess what? Let me tell you the way out of that. Start praying Matthew 6:13. Start praying Matthew 6:13 and become a people, because guess what? There ain't no devil in hell that when I tell you, when God's people comes together and through the power of the Holy Spirit begin to pray for protection. God, well, how do we pray for protection? God, protect me. Protect my job. Protect my family. Protect my marriage. Protect my teenager. Protect my kids. It's as simple as that. Protect them and lead them. Don't let them be deceived by Satan. Are you crying out to God like that? Are you crying, well, where does it start? I'm going to tell you where it starts. There. There on the altar. Right there's where it starts. Right here at an altar. Pouring our heart out to God. God, please protect my marriage. I know Satan is daily out there trying and trying and trying. God, protect my kids. My babies are going to have to face all that, and it breaks my heart. But I do believe with my whole heart that if we as a church begin to pray Matthew 6:13, if we as a church begin to get sincere, if we become a people of prayer that's seeking his protection, I believe with my whole heart through the power of the Holy Spirit and the power that's in the name of Jesus, if we come together, I believe with my whole heart, there ain't no devil in hell that'll be able to separate us from the love of God. There ain't no devil in hell. But we are going to have to be a people to say, okay, it is time. I, along with some other adults, week in and week out, spend wonderful time with your babies. And I'm telling you, I have sat in circles with them. Satan is after them. He is trying to destroy them. God is saying to you, what are you going to do about it? Church, what are you going to do about it? It's time to rise up and see the power that's in the name of Jesus. And as Jesus instructed us, pray Matthew 6:13. And if you're lost and say, I don't know what you're talking about. I need protection over my life. I don't know Jesus. I need to get to know Jesus. If you are that individual here this morning, come down. We'll have a little chat. And if you'll admit, believe, and confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, God can save you and He will save you. But you will have to be the one to make that choice. So church, as we pray, I'm going to challenge you. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that you've given us together. God, we thank you for bringing back to our mind and our heart this morning the dangers that are out there in this world and how Satan is out there to kill, steal, and destroy every individual that's in the house this morning, our families, our co-workers. He wants to destroy every one of us. But God, we know that through the name of Jesus, that as we pray for protection and as you, Lord, we pray for you delivering us from evil, that God, you will be there to help us every step of the way. You will protect us. Help us to go to battle this morning. And we start out with battle on our knees, Lord Father. And I pray that we would seek your protection. Remember those that are lost, that needs to receive this wonderful gift of salvation. And I pray that they would come forward this morning, convict our hearts, draw us to an altar in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll stand, if you'll take seriously about what God has laid at your doorstep, God has delivered at your doorstep. You heard what God wanted you to hear. So now, what are you going to do with it? And what are you going to do about what God has delivered at your doorstep?